Good afternoon, everyone. I am Celine Zuniga, and we hope everyone is having a great day. Today, we'll be talking about two different countries, the United States and Mexico. Talking with us today, we have Ashley Stanford and Gabriel Rodriguez. First, we would like to talk about the lovely United States on its climate change.
Yes, so what a lot of people don't realize is climate is constantly changing. Nowadays, people are real selfish, so as long as it doesn't affect them, they don't care. Then you have those people who know and are aware of the problems, but just don't do anything about it.
In this generation, people are real selfish about everything, so of course no one's going to react to something like this climate. It's not a big part of their life, so why would they think it doesn't impact them when it really does?
That's a really good point. For example, just look at Los Angeles. They experience all-time heat in July, tapping out at 118 degrees Fahrenheit. Dozens of other here records across the United States were smashed last summer alone. Here is a good question for you guys to answer. Why is it that people don't try to keep our earth clean?
There is a variety of reasons on why people don't care, such as most people are in denial that our world is not going anywhere, or people know and aware of the problems but don't care enough to try and fix the problems we have in the U.S.
See, that's interesting. People don't care enough to take interest. Most people aren't even aware of all the different climate zones that could be in one place. Some places, like the United States, experience a constant of hot heat, and others have a state of going back and forth. Some areas are humid, and others are cooler with little heat. So something I wanted to talk about is about how it all occurs. A lot of people don't realize that the different climates are actually the result of the area's physical geography. The amount of mountains can actually impact the climate. If there are a lot of mountains, the area near the bottom tends to have a warmer climate than the area around the top.
Oh, you know, I lived in Mexico for 4 years when I was younger, then moved to the United States. It's crazy how fast things can change over time.
Yes, that is something, Celine. I didn't grow up in Mexico, but I know some information about it.
Do you know anything about the Plateau of Mexico, or also known as the Heart of Mexico?
I don't know a whole lot. Could you explain a little?
The Central Mexican Plateau, also known as the Mexican Altiplano, is a large arid to semi-arid that occupies most of the northern and central Mexico, averaging 1,829 feet above sea level. It extends from the United States border in north to the Trans-Mexican Volcanic Belt in the south, and it is bounded by the Sierra Madre Occidental and Sierra Madre Oriental to the west and east, respectively.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yes, that really is something. Well, thank you guys so much for listening in, and We enjoy the time you have given us explaining things on Mexico and the United States.